KVAK interviewed the high school seniors once again. We will be airing these interviews during the month of May.
All right, Lori Prox here with Connor Verfai, a senior. Are you prepared and ready to go out into the world, Connor?
I think I am.
All right, what are your plans following graduation?
I plan on going to Norwich University in Vermont and then further commissioning into the military.
So what got you interested in the military? Was kind of being familiar?
Yeah, being familiar and just family members being in as well.
So you have your sights set pretty high in the military, right? Haven't you applied to some important schools?
Yeah, I applied to West Point and Kings Point, but I didn't get in.
All right, but just nice that you're close to that goal. Tell me a little bit about where you see yourself. Do you see yourself in the military forever, or any ideas on long-term career?
Just spending my 5 years in and then figuring out from there.
Do you have any teachers or mentors in your high school years that have really made a difference for you?
Yeah, the football coaches that I've been with for all 4 years, Eric Hewitt, Stan Porritt, and Steve Ratich.
All right, and you've done some extracurricular activities. Why are those important? Like, if you're talking to kids out there, is that something you'd recommend that they try out?
Yes, definitely, especially for team building and leadership experience.
And that's probably something you can take over to the military, right?
Yes, for sure.
What about experiences outside of school? Are there any people or things that you've done, maybe work experience, that have kind of shaped you as a person?
Yeah, working for the city in a bunch of different jobs and for maintenance and rock wall, all things together kind of are put together.
So a lot of kids don't work. Is it important to work? What are some of the skills that you've gotten from that?
The main thing is a good work ethic, is a lot of kids don't have, and working throughout high school really helps.
All right, any advice for young kids before we let you go?
You can actually put off all your homework and still get good grades.
See, now a lot of people are telling me don't do that.
Well, it worked for me.
Ian Kavitek here with our next senior under the spotlight, Seth Obel. So Seth, how does it feel knowing that you are almost done with high school?
It'll feel pretty good once it happens, but for right now, it kind of sucks.
And why does it suck?
Just trying to keep my grades good and all that, so, you know, school stuff.
Speaking of school, is there anything you're going to miss once you graduate?
Mostly my friends, maybe a couple teachers. It's just nice having grown up here and grown up with all the people.
All right, and you said you'd miss some of the teachers, so are there any that helped influence you at your time here?
Yes, there have been a couple teachers that really encouraged me to work hard and to put in effort and not to slack off. And I'm still kind of learning those, but yes, I owe them a lot.
All right, so what are your plans for after high school?
To go to a college. I'm not sure which one, and not sure really what I'll do, but I'll figure that out soon.
All right, well, you have done a lot of extracurricular activities, so is there anything you're going to miss from those?
I really enjoyed, for one, coaching my little sister's basketball team. I did that for 2 seasons, and it was a lot of fun, so I'm sad that I probably won't be there next season to help her, but yeah, I'll miss that.
And any final words of advice for the underclassmen you're leaving?
Put in effort in your work.
Thanks to our sponsors of Senior Spotlight, Providence Valdez Medical Center, Prospector, Alyeska Pipeline, Petrostar, Napa, Harris Sand and Gravel, Haltman's Equipment, First National Bank, Copper Valley Telecom, Church of Nazarene, Valdez Senior Center, Valdez Native Tribe, Arts Design, and Arctic Chiropractic.